There was even a school there that was older than the Dupree School, which I don't have much knowledge of, but I think that possibly he could have been educated there.
Yeah. And your father, what did he do? What was his occupation?
He was a full-time farmer.
Did he ever do anything else, you think?
Well, all would be associated with agricultural enterprises, but he used to be a sort of a professional logger. In fact, he back in the old days, they used to have what they call yokes of oxen that they would cut down trees in the swamp, and then they would use these oxen to pull them out to where they could be loaded onto a truck. And he used to do quite a bit of that. I've often heard him tell before, back during his logging days, that they would take these logs and snake them out of the swamp, as they called it, which means they pulled them out with the oxen, and they loaded them on trucks, log trucks, they called them. And they carried these logs down to Port St. Joe, an area in Florida, which is about 110 miles from here. And of course, they've still got a big paper mill down at Port St. Joe, and I suppose that's what they did with the logs that they carried down.
How'd they get them down there?
They carried them on log trucks. And I've often heard him speak of making three trips a day and getting something like $8 to $10 a load. For a big load of logs, and now you couldn't even buy hardly a chip off of the log for that amount of money.
Yes, sir. Did your mother have an occupation?
She was strictly a housewife all the time.
And what about your grandparents, your mother's parents? Do you know where they were born?
They were originally from Ashford, the town of Ashford. I know very little about my grandmother because she was deceased at about the time that I would have been thinking of other grandparents. Grandfather, I just sort of vaguely remember him from the standpoint of he used to be an avid fisherman, and he would often come down and maybe let me go with him fishing on various occasions.
And do you know if they had any formal education?
I couldn't be real accurate on this, but I suspect my grandfather did because he was in the building profession. He was a sort of a contract carpenter, and he built many houses in the area of Ashford. In fact, the home place in which my mother now lives was the house that he built. And it's been there for possibly 75 years, I guess, that I know about.
Yeah, so he was a contract carpenter, but did his wife have an occupation other than being a housewife?
I don't really think so.
And do you know anything about where their parents or the ancestors, your mother's grandparents or before came from?
No, I don't. I think that would be going back a little too far for me. I could probably do some research and find out.
Well, I didn't know.
It's a matter of passing. I don't have any recollection of their parents.
And what about your father's parents?
Very little knowledge about them, except that they were from this original area. I've heard my father talk about his father on various occasions, and he was also quite a large farmer in this particular area.
So they were both born around Dothan,
right?
Around Ashford.
And in fact, the house that my father's father was born in is still standing pretty close to the same area where I'm now living. It's real run down, you know, and ramshackle, but the basic structure is still there.
And do you know anything about their education?
None whatsoever.